Welcome to Highway Christian Community's Sermon Download. Our aim is to reveal from Scripture just how good God really is. Find more of our sermons and other links, as well as contact details, at our website, www.highway.org.za. That's highway.org.za. May this sermon bless you. Enjoy.
I first met Basil at a Grace and Glory conference in 2009. So we stood together, lay on the floor together, wept together, got totally overwhelmed by the power of the gospel at that conference over in Hong Kong with Rob and Glenda and Finney and Issy DeGiacini. And we've been friends ever since. And you know, the last couple of weeks, we've had a theme in this church around being in our seasons, the different seasons that we're going through. Some are in tough seasons, hard seasons. They've been trapped in a season. Season just doesn't want to change. And we've been talking since the beginning of the year through the messages here on how to adjust and face and deal with seasons that are difficult and even sometimes very dangerous. And as the words have come along that line, we've kind of got caught up in the last few weeks around courage. Who needs courage? Amen? And we've been preaching and teaching and demonstrating in the area of God's people need courage. It was quite interesting chatting to Richard the Lion on my right over here. On Friday night, he mentioned that he's been with the children's church on Sunday morning, so he didn't kind of know what was happening here, but last week, when he was preparing for life group, asked the Lord for a word. And God gave him that David couraged himself. David found his courage in the Lord. And when he shared it with the group, they said, oh, you've obviously got that from Sunday. And he didn't know what we've been teaching on Sunday. So we have a prophet in our midst. I just want you to know the lion is a prophet. But I really feel this is a word from the heart of God. This isn't just something we Googled up and let's see what we can do this year. This word of courage is for you. Hey, Brendan, welcome. Nice to see you. Gee, you got back in from New Zealand this week? Friday. Yeah, nice to see you, Matt. Debbie's smiling ear to ear. And Basil shared with me a message around just encouragement. And I said, I think our church would love to hear what you got to say. Come, Baz. It's welcome him. Can I get a fresh bottle of water? This is from last week, and it's growing little things in it. So I don't have the heart to. Thank you for our friend. He's not just a guest speaker here. He is a gift. Thank you, Lord. An Ephesians gift to the body of Jesus Christ from Jesus. That's how we receive the word this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hello, am I on? 1, 2. Good morning. It's such a joy and a real treasure for me to be here. Unfortunately, my wife couldn't join us. Okay. 30 minutes and not a moment longer. I saw you all looking up at the sky and I was wondering, I thought there were angels sitting and then I realized, no, you've got a screen there with the words, eh? So, I was telling you about my wife. The enemy is trying to make her sick. We've been praying and fighting and we just trust in the Lord for healing for her, but she couldn't make it this morning. We tried hard, but she sends love and greetings. Amen. It really is good to be here, primarily because of my relationship with Steve and Jan, or our relationship with Steve and Jan. You know, kingdom relationships are really special, aren't they? And they seem to last what I believe will be a lifetime. That's the one thing. But the other thing is Highway has such, thank you, Jen. Highway has such an incredible place in my heart because of the last 8 years it's been, since 2009, our journey into grace. We were led into His beautiful grace from this platform and from Hong Kong, but Rob was here. We journeyed into the finished works of Jesus. But I was thinking about you guys the other day and praying for you and praying for this morning. And do you know that God used this platform to shake Durban? Do you realize that? I don't know if you realize that, Highway Church. But God has used you as a hammer. Yeah, there's more to come. We'll get to that. But God used you. And I want you to see a bigger picture today, that you're part of the kingdom of God. And Highway Church is such an incredible place in my heart. I asked the Lord for three things for you this morning. But before I get to that, I want to just declare some things over you. Is that okay? So prophetically, I began to write a few things, just some thoughts, and man, it just unfolded. So anyway, here we go. Highway Community, you're a city on a hill. There's prophetic significance in that. You are a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor, Highway Church. You are effective as a tool in the Lord's hand. You are effective as a tool in the Lord's hand. You have shaken foundations and you will set foundations and you will see more. The Lord is going to take you to new heights in your effectiveness. There will be an increase in effectiveness and efficiency in the coming days. An increase in resources are released over you. Increase in people. Increase in finances. Receive it, eh? And gifts. A sharpening of gifts. I want to highlight this. Your relationships are key. Love one another. Prefer one another. The reason you have gone through such resistance is because of the amazing things God is going to do with you and through you. Please say amen. I speak a greater unity, a linking of arms. I see brothers and sisters joining with others. I see gifts combining for greater effectiveness as each part does its work. You have a role to play. Ephesians 4:16. Healing of relationships, restoration of relationships, and brokenness. We are better together is a true statement. Amen. I see new strategies and new opportunities. I see new strategies and new opportunities. New ways of doing things. See, I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord, and you will perceive it. Yes? In the Old Testament, we didn't perceive, but in the New, He speaks to us. We perceive what He's doing. Amen. New opportunities that will require boldness and confidence. Don't be afraid to step out of the boat. Ephesians 4:1-7. I'm not going to read it. There's a lot I want to share with you today. Use your gift to serve the King. Now to the individual. It takes a whole lot of individuals to make a family. Each one of you is unique. The Father has invested and is investing in each one of you personally. It is with Him, it's always personal. It's one-on-one. You find your place. You find yourself in the one-on-one. Can you say amen? Highway is the collective of each one of you. Amen? Highway is the collective of all of you together. You are important. Can you say with me, I'm gifted. I hope you believe what you're saying. I have a calling. Can you turn to someone next to you and say, you have a calling? And say to them as well, I'm secure in my calling. And say to them, I rejoice in your calling. Amen. There's no room for jealousy in the kingdom. We need all hands on deck. Amen. Thank you. Should we have tea? Coffee, the best coffee in KZN. Aren't your pastors looking smooth, eh? You guys look fantastic, man. Yeah. Rob always talks about Steve, eh? And Steve's just, you know, he says if he were a woman, I'd marry him. But Steve, haven't you heard Rob say that? He always says that. I think if Rob was here today, he'd have weak knees, Steve. He's looking so smooth with that beard. And Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Apple mint flavored water. So three things for you, Highway Church, as you step into a greater effectiveness and a wonderful future that God has for you. Do you believe that? Do you believe you're planted here? You're a city on this hill and that you have influence in this area. And that's just going to increase and multiply and grow. Amen. So I like you to respond to what I'm saying. I believe faith grabs hold of what is being said and brings it into power. So feel free to shout, jump, clap, wave hankies, say hallelujah, whatever you feel like doing. And feel free to say nothing. That's fine too. So three things, and we've got about 20 minutes. The first one is the power of declaration. The power of confession. In other words, what you say out of your mouth, the stuff that comes forth from your mouth. There are two aspects to this. The first one is out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So basically, what you believe in your heart comes out of your mouth, good or bad. Yeah? But there's another aspect of declaration and confession, and I'm using them loosely together. It's basically what comes out of your what you say out of your mouth that I really want you to understand today. And this is it. The second aspect is you can use declaration to shape what you believe. Yes? I don't know if you're absorbing it or if you agree or disagree. You can use declaration to convince yourself of what you believe. Some of the things I say I don't even believe yet, but I know there is power in the tongue. There is life and death in the tongue. I know that God has given us authority to create with our mouths. The true, hallelujah, true prophecy is calling things that are not into being. Amen? So sometimes we say things that we're going, well, I'm not too sure. I often put myself, my hand on the head in the mirror and say, you're a great leader, Basil. Because the very thing I need to hear, I don't always believe that. I have a lot of doubt around that. It's amazing what the enemy will whisper in your ear and cause you to doubt. Declaration you can use to actually convince yourself. Ooh, I spat there. Sorry about that. That's why the zone is there. And the lights are shining on it. I'm not used to that. Sorry, too much information. So you can use declaration to shape what you believe. You can use it to renew your mind. Amen. So it's a very powerful tool in your hands. I thought a few examples of self-doubt that you can use. You can use it in any area of your life, but we're going to be quite practical this morning with these 3 points. Are you happy with that? Hopefully we interact. You're going to talk and declare and blah, blah. So the one area I thought to go after this morning is gifting. The area of gifting. Anybody doubt that they're very gifted? Is it only me? You know, the enemy says, you're not really that gifted. You know, I mean, I'm not sure how we can use you. You just make up numbers in the church. Do you know that's a lie? Do you know what the scripture says about you? He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the spirit gives life, the letter kills. That's what the scripture says about you. So when I have self-doubt about my gifting and calling, I'll begin to declare, I'll begin to confess what the Lord says about me. Son, I've made you competent as a minister of the new covenant. I will then also say, what's the other scripture? Ephesians 2:8. I have been created in Christ Jesus for good works. Can you say that with me? I have been created in Christ Jesus for good works. You don't sound convinced to me. Can we say it again? I have been created in Christ Jesus for good works. Do you believe it yet? Keep saying it until you believe it. Because you can shape what you believe. So keep on declaring good stuff over your life. The other area I thought we could go after, and you're getting the idea, are you? The other thing I felt, I don't know if there's some people here who feel uncertain of their salvation. I thought salvation is an interesting one, Lord. But security of salvation is very important. You need to know that you are saved. And what does the Bible say? The enemy may say to you, you've lived such a bad life, or you're struggling with sin, or you are not very good, you're not very effective, so I doubt whether you're saved. Maybe you doubt you're saved. I'm not going to ask you to hold your hands up, but if you are, what does the Scripture say? You know what the truth of God's Word says? That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. I had the great privilege of leading my dad to the Lord in 2015 October. He was on his deathbed, and we knew it, and the Lord gave me the scripture, because my mom and I weren't sure. So when someone's on their deathbed, it's a difficult place, and anyway, so I just felt the scripture. So there was this window. It's amazing how God creates windows of opportunity. We'll talk more about that. But my dad was conscious for a few hours. And in those few hours, it was like a window of opportunity. I just said, Dad, do you believe that Jesus is Lord? He said, yes. Now he's on oxygen, but he said, yes. So I said, will you confess that Jesus is Lord? And he said, Jesus is Lord. I said, Dad, do you believe that God raised him from the dead? I'll never forget his answer. He said, of course. He's saved. He's saved. It's not based on what you do. It's based on the scriptures. So if you doubt your salvation, declare Jesus as Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I'm saved. You tell the enemy that you are saved. Amen. So you get the point. Highway Church, as you move into a greater effectiveness, use declaration as a tool in your hands to convince yourself of what God says about you. Amen. Amen. Number two. Are you guys happy? We're going to get much happier today. I can tell you now. We are going to release some joy just now. What's number two? It's amazing. Steve, you mentioned all three points, but I just want to expand on them. Be faithful with a little. Our church, as you move into greater effectiveness, be faithful with what you have. Faith always starts with a little bit. Two fish. Thank you, Lord. It's only two. How are we going to feed 5,000? Don't worry about provision. Faith always starts with the little bit that you have. Do something. Move. Two fish. Thank you, Father. 5,000 people. God is a way of multiplying stuff that doesn't make sense to us. Amen. Don't ever think that you don't have enough resources to change the world. Resources are his problem, not our problem. Our job is to believe him. Amen. And to step out. Yes, so be faithful with a little. I just want to give you a few truths around this. And I love the truth because the truth sets us free. Knowing the truth sets us free. Amen. And then when we're free in every area of our lives, we're effective in every area. So, faithfulness. God gives opportunities to all. An opportunity, I was thinking about it this morning, is like a wave. Can you picture a surfer sitting in the ocean? He's waiting for an opportunity. After a short time, a wave develops. Now, that's an opportunity. It's the same in the kingdom. We're not surfers, but we are waiting for opportunities. You can't create an opportunity, but God sends opportunities. So your choice is, are you going to get up on the wave or just let it go by? You can't take every wave. God sends lots of waves, lots of opportunities. He allows us to choose, doesn't he? Yeah. Do you agree with that? God is sending you opportunities. So, faithfulness is what you do with opportunity. Did you get it? Faithfulness, God sends opportunities. Faithfulness is how you handle opportunity. Faithfulness in the small opens up opportunities for greater things. Yes? Increase comes from small beginnings done well. Can I say that again? Increase comes from small beginnings done well. Amen. And often out of sight of anyone but him. Let God make opportunities for you. But what about grace, you may say, Basil? Anybody asking that question? Obviously, you're not going to put your hand up. What about grace? His amazing grace keeps sending us opportunities. Even if we mess up, even if we fail. How many times? Maybe 70 times 7. I don't know, but he's so good. He just keeps sending. If you've missed it, doesn't matter how many times, God will send you more opportunity. Amen. But I will say this. It'll be the same size wave as the last one. It won't be a bigger wave. Some people call it going around the mountain. The wave comes around again. My son, daughter, will you catch this one? I want to teach you. I want to bring you from glory to glory. I want to teach you how to be excellent at everything you do. Amen? That's His grace, His goodness. He keeps on sending opportunities. So, I felt the Lord say, we're going to just respond to that quickly. I felt the Lord say to me this morning, release and open some doors, for I have given you the keys of the kingdom. So I'd like you to respond. If you are stirred in your heart and you've been waiting for an opportunity and you'd like to respond, I'd love to pray for you right now. Can we do it now? Just in this part of the meeting. I believe there's an anointing here to release. God's given us keys to open and unlock things. Amen? He's given us the keys of the kingdom. So if you'd like, if you're waiting for an opportunity, or do you like a new opportunity, or you feel like something's blocked, because the enemy sometimes comes to try and stop us, would you stand? And I'd love to release some stuff over you. Now, I do want to say that you have authority to unlock and open. But I'm going to do it for you right now. We're going to agree together. But don't, this shouldn't just happen on a Sunday. If you find blockages in your life, speak to them and declare and open them. God has given you the keys of the kingdom. Amen. So, Father, I thank you right now that you've given us the keys of the kingdom. And you are the God of hope. And you're the God who gives opportunities. You're the one who provides seed to sow and bread for food. And today we just declare, as your children, as your people, open doors for new opportunities. I release new opportunities to you. New jobs, new opportunities, new promotions, new salary increases, ideas, creative ideas, artistic ideas, inventions, songs, every kind of creative thing. Every good gift comes from the Father. We release to you now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. You receive that. You receive that. So Highway Church, as you go forward into a great effectiveness, use declaration to convince yourself of what you believe. Speak to those, speak the truth in your life and allow yourself to be renewed and transformed into His likeness. Number one. Number two, be faithful with a little with what God has given you. Be convinced that He has got a place for you. And number three, I got the scripture, Romans 12, verse 12. Paul speaks to the church and he says, be joyful in hope. Our church, be joyful in hope. That means be so hopeful that you are overflowing with joy. Romans 15:13 says, I love this scripture, it's beautiful. May the God of hope, listen to this, close your eyes if it helps you concentrate. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. God of hope, I want to say this, He's the God of hope, which means He's hopeful about every situation. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him. Why? So that you may overflow, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that beautiful? You know what? Joy and hope are linked. God wants you to be hopeful about every area of your life. Joy is your strength. When you are hopeful and joyful in every area, you are strong in every area. Make sense? I want to be hopeful and joyful in every area of my life. I want to believe like Jesus did in every area of his life. I don't just want to believe, stop spitting, Basil. I don't want to just believe in Jesus. I want to believe like him, walking in the truth. When we walk, when our minds are in line with the truth, there is freedom, there is breakthrough. There is power released through our lives. Amen. So we have hope and joy. What does the enemy want to do? Steal your joy. Now I want to share with you my testimony. I had youth pastors 25 years ago, maybe it was longer anyway, who said, don't lose your joy. Don't lose your joy. But you know what? The truth is I didn't know how to hold on to it. I didn't know the secret. The secret to joy is hope. The enemy comes to steal hope. How does he steal your hope? He whispers lies. If you believe the lie, what happens to your hope level? What happens to your joy level? So how do you get your joy back? Bring truth into that situation and restore your hope. And what happens to your joy? Overflowing with hope. Joy unspeakable. We're going to go after some things specifically. I feel like there's a momentum building now. There's like a wave, a spiritual wave building. God is coming to a crescendo of what he's doing this morning. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do you have hope in every area of your life? Did somebody say yes? That's wonderful. You need to come teach us. How are your hope levels? How are your joy levels in marriage? In your marriage? In your business? In your finances? Come on, say it. In your finances, are you hopeful? Has God of hope lost hope? Do you think? No, he doesn't lose hope. So how can we? Amen? How about South Africa? Woo! That's a challenging one. Keep your joy up, eh? We'll talk about how to do it now. Has God lost hope? Being joyful in hope means you are to wage war against the lies of the enemy. Steve Backlund says, thank you. Steve Backlund says that the highest level spiritual warfare is to have good beliefs. When we believe the truth, we are doing high level spiritual warfare. Amen. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. We have weapons, spiritual weapons, mighty for pulling down strongholds, demolishing every argument and pretension. That means our warfare is in the mind. It's not out there. You can go and shout at the mountain all day long. If you still believe lies, you haven't accomplished anything. Amen? I believe Angus Buchan's doing a prayer meeting soon. I hope that we go there as Christians full of faith and full of hope in God of hope. We don't have to open heaven. Heaven's open. You know, Rob always teaches us. He says, open heaven, closed minds. Hope opens our minds. We open our minds up to the truth. Amen? And then God's power breaks through. We are filled with joy and people go, what is it that you've got? And we lead them to Jesus. How easy is that, eh? That's how we're meant to change the world. So, when I was here last time, we released some joy. And the way we do it, I love doing this. It's such a wonderful exercise and it releases joy in my life. Would you like to learn how to release more joy into your life? Would you? Are you ready? So, let's practice a little bit. The way we do it, I can see some people are starting to laugh already. The way we do it is we laugh at the lies of the enemy. So let's practice. Ha ha ha! That was almost Woody Woodpecker. But I didn't mean that. But anyway. There we go. It's good to laugh. Holy Spirit, release joy in this place today like never before. So let's laugh at a few lies. Are you ready? Shall we? There is no hope for South Africa. Let's just laugh at that one again. There is no hope for South Africa. Oh, boy. Just give it a little bit more. Oh, Lord. Lord, you got such beautiful plans for our nation. God of hope, you are filled with hope for our nation. Father, we pray that you'll bring together people of every tribe and tongue in this nation. Thank you that the kingdom of heaven is not black or white, but it's your sons and daughters in the kingdom, together in the kingdom. Thank you for peace in our nation. Thank you for good leaders, Lord. We don't care whether they're male or female. We don't care if they're black, white, pink, orange. It makes no difference. We pray for good leaders in our nation. People who care, people who have integrity, bring down the evil. You are doing great things, Lord. We declare it over South Africa. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! Should we go after a few more lines? Will that be all right? I had to go after South Africa. I mean, that's a big one. I love this one. Are you ready? It is not my personality to be joyful or to laugh much. The only problem with that is that joy is a gift of the Spirit. Yes? So, to say that is ridiculous. Do you not want to be full of joy? You don't have to laugh out loud. I like laughing out loud, but it's just such a good exercise. I'm Greek, yeah. So we replace every lie with the truth. We declare it because it's true. We believe it in our hearts and we confess it with our mouths. No matter what situation in your life. Let's do a few more before I go after one. Here's a good one. Are you ready? There are no solutions for this situation. The God who makes a way has lost his way. He doesn't know what to do in your situation. He's going, oh no, that Greek again, what has he done? I don't know what I'm going to do. Imagine the Father, the King of Kings, worrying about you. He doesn't worry. He knows exactly what to do. Amen. Amen. So God always has a solution. That's a life-changing truth that you can adapt into your... Whatever you're facing, it does not matter how bad or how big it seems. God is amazing. He's a big, big Father. He's a good, good Father. Amen. Amen. Yes, come on. We declare it, Lord. You're a good Father. I cannot change. I do want to say it's difficult to change someone else. It says, I cannot change. Just so we're clear on that. God didn't say, change your spouse from glory to glory. Let's laugh at that one. Give it a little bit more. He said he'd change you. You worry about you. He changes us from, how does he do it? One degree of glory to the next. And he calls us into himself, more and more like Christ. You can declare over yourself, I may not have got there yet, but I've definitely left. Amen? I've started. I'm on the road. Thank you, Father. And we give each other grace to change. Amen. Lots of love on each other. I don't know if I should talk about marriages. There seems to be something against marriages right now. Not here. I mean, generally, everywhere we go. One more. Here's a good one. Because I don't shake or fall down, God must not be touching me. You know, it doesn't matter if you fall on the floor or not. It matters when you leave this building what you believe. Because I love falling on the floor. I've fallen off the drums numerous times. Steve will testify in this very place in Hong Kong. We've fallen in the streets. People are looking at us as if we're crazy. But that doesn't change the world. What you believe changes the world. What we believe in our hearts, we act out in life, and that is what changes the world. So enjoy each other. Give grace to each other. Whether you fall, laugh, jump, stand like a pillar of salt, no problem. As long as there's joy flowing in your heart, we're happy. Amen. 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 Look at that. Should we do one more? Marriages. As I close, I just want to say this. Everything in the world is subject to decay. So I'm going to be a bit vulnerable with you in the hope that you will be vulnerable with each other. But I've had to ask God for refreshing in my marriage. See, things seem to get stale. We've been married 21 years. She's my sweetheart. She's the girl of my dreams. And even with a girl I love dearly, it gets stale at times. Anybody ever experienced that? You're all looking at me as if I'm strange. Like, how's this like? Or you call yourself a pastor. So, you know, we trust God for everything in our lives. I've said, Lord, will you refresh our marriage? And I'm going to be really, can I be naughty? Can you refresh our marriage, Lord? And I'm not talking about leopard skin underpants or anything like that. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Steve. But the lion skin. Now we know. Well done, Richard, the lion skin man. I have pictures that I need erased, Lord. No, I'm kidding. It's good to have fun. God is fun-loving. Amen. He's full of fun. He wants us to have abundance of joy. Jesus said, I come that you may have joy to the full. So marriages, let's just pray. Steve, where do you want to go from? Shall we pray? So you don't have to respond. I just want to pray for our marriages. Father, we just thank you for the spouse that you have delighted us with, that you've been so generous and you've given us somebody to treasure and somebody who treasures us. I pray for marriages today at Highway, that you would refresh, restore, just fill again with a newness. Let us feel like we're on honeymoon all over again. The starry eyes, weak at the knees kind of stuff, Lord. We trust you. You designed marriage, Father, and so you know this is meant to be for till death parts us. And we pray for that over this wonderful, incredible family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Bless you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Baz.